20 minutes to 6 o'clock. Do you have any idea how much stuff is floating around the Earth in orbit? It's something that's ridiculous. It's like there are 21,000 orbital debris larger than 10 centimetres that are known to exist. Particles between 1 and 10 centimetres in diameter, 500,000. Number smaller than 1 centimetre, 100 million. That's a lot of stuff floating around. But one of our residents here in Perth wants to add to that, apparently, by sending up his own satellite. And he's building it there in Heathridge, which I think is quite admirable. And he's trying to raise money in order to get this aboard, get this, a converted Russian nuclear missile, going to shoot it into the sky. Stuart McAndrew is a guy with big dreams, but no cash, and joins me now. Good afternoon, Stuart.
Good afternoon, Adam.
Yeah, so why do you want to send this Rubik Cube-sized orbiter into orbit?
I think it's just an exciting project. You know, everyone's got their hobbies. Some people buy boats. I've just picked one that's just a bit different to the average person.
Okay, and so what do you want to do with this thing?
So the main goal is one to produce something that's relatively low cost but can operate in space. But the other goal is to actually take photos of Australia from space.
Haven't we got any of those already? Haven't we got enough pictures? No.
Not from Australian built satellites.
You know, I see.
We don't have a homegrown capability. We've got plenty of communication satellites that are the name of Australia, but we don't have any Earth observation satellites that are Australian.
Yeah, so you're building this in your back shed, basically, is that right?
That's it, yep.
Australia's space industry is in a back shed in Heathridge. That's really good. Yep. So how does this thing work?
So it's a little, just a little self-contained robot. It doesn't have any moving parts, you know, it relies on the rocket to send it off into space. But once it's in orbit, it generates power from solar panels and powers a little computer inside which controls, you know, taking photos and sending that data via radio waves back to people down on the ground.
I see. And how long will it orbit for, do you think?
It depends exactly on what height it gets released at. So that can vary from, you know, depending on the height, could be a year or it could be up to 25 years. There's a rule for small satellites that they need to prove. You have to prove that it's going to, you know, burn up within 25 years. So anyone who's making these small satellites has to comply with these regulations.
Well, why, if they're all burning up, do we have hundreds of thousands of small bits of debris floating out there already?
Once again, it depends on that orbital altitude. So if they're at an altitude, probably say above 650 kilometres, so the space station's about 400 kilometres, 450 kilometres, but things that are in orbit above 650, they're generally going to stay in orbit above, you know, longer than that 25 years.
I see. Okay.
And so it just takes a long time. You know, there's not much air out there, and so it takes a long time for them to slow down enough to fall down and burn up.
Yeah. Well, I certainly admire your dash in this thing. I mean, it's going to cost you $50,000, though. I mean, how much have you raised?
So $2,000 so far is the fundraising page. Like, all the development has been sort of as a hobby. You know, you don't get paid for your hobby, so
yeah,
that's been done in my own time. But since I've had the GoFundMe campaign, I've raised $2,000 so far.
Oh, that's a start. It's a long way off, isn't it?
But yeah, I mean, yeah. So,
do you have to get some sort of permission to do this? Can anyone shoot a satellite into the sky?
No, you need to get permission from the government. They have a requirement to get a launch permit from them, and there's a set of criteria that you have to, you know, there's a few forms and a few things that you have to fill out before they give you permission to send your satellite on board.
Right. Do you know anybody else that's doing this in Australia, though?
Since last year, yes. There are a few groups of people that are doing this, maybe not in their back shed, but there are organisations, both private and universities, that are building their satellites that will eventually be in space in the next
few years. Well, that's terrific. I certainly commend what you're doing. Whether you can raise $50,000 is another matter. How can people get involved if they want to?
They can visit the GoFundMe page, gofundme.com/OzCube1.
OzCube1. It's OzCube1. On
That's
the GoFundMe page. Okay. Well, best of luck, Mr. McAndrew.
That's
terrific. So anybody else out there there's nobody else out there going to be shooting satellites into the sky, are there? It's a silly question indeed. But if you were to raise $50,000, would you shoot a satellite into the sky? I don't think I would. If you would, 9221882.